Ready to go.
So did you learn anything the last few days looking at game tape that you didn't realize on Sunday? Was there anything that jumped out at you?
You're talking about New England?
No, I'm talking about last week.
Well, yeah. I mean, we do the evaluation process on Mondays, obviously, and then you just put it behind you. I thought the things that we wanted to get done, we wanted to play fast and we wanted to play physical, and I think we accomplished that. After week one, there's always a lot of things that you can get better at, and that's been a big emphasis for us. And I think teams tend to improve a great deal from game one to game two.
Nor regarding Patterson's big run the other day, I imagine this is what you envisioned him to be, a threat in so many different ways: kickoff return, receiving, running the ball, etc.
Those plays, I think when they happen, they're exciting and they're great, and you can't count on those. A guy like Cordero is capable of doing that with his physical ability. The two other runs were more impressive to me because they were challenge runs at the line of scrimmage, or physical runs. Our guys did a good job up front. They're more downhill type runs where he had to be physical, and it was a 12-yard run, a 19-yard run, whatever they were. Those are the type of things that you're trying to get out of it, and then that's why this league is so exciting to watch. There's so many great players that can do extra after they get their hands on the ball.
So the touchdown run was number 3 on your impressive list.
Well, in terms of what he did, yeah. I mean, those first two runs were physical runs where he was challenged at the line of scrimmage. He had to break a tackle. We got him going. The offensive line, the backs, Matt, all those guys did the tight ends on that long run. They got him, it was like a kickoff return. They got him 15, 18 yards downfield before he had to go to work. And if you can get him that much room, you've seen him more than I have on those kickoff returns, on those space plays where he just takes off and goes.
How does adding Revis affect what they do?
It can, and Revis is still obviously one of the premier corners in the league. And, every week, the one thing about coaching against New England, every week, there's going to be something a little different. And, Revis is certainly capable of lining up, matching up one-on-one on a particular receiver, and that frees up some other guys.
Them to use, say, a safety and kind of overload the other side of the field because they just trust him basically.
Well, I think they're, I think that's a possibility. People have done that. They've done it before. You have a corner like that. It gives you flexibility. I don't know they would just leave him completely alone, but it does let the safety clue in and help in other spots.
How do you evaluate Castle's play?
Matt, I thought he did what we wanted him to do. He made great decisions. Obviously, we protected the ball. We did not have a turnover, which is a big part of what we have to do. He was really good at getting guys lined up, getting things done in a real hostile situation. We went into the game saying we did not want their front to change the game or disrupt the game, and we had a couple of mishaps with snaps. And other than that, I don't think they would have, they did a great, I think our guys did a great job on them.
What do you have to do to clean that up to make sure you don't get those
penalties? Well, it helps a lot being at home, no question. That was, those were some extreme circumstances. Being together, the more we're together, the less we'll have that happen. But, the first play of the Super Bowl with a team that was the best offense in the history of the NFL, took a safety on the first play of the game because they had that same mishap, and that's not saying it's right. We've got to work every day out here to make sure that doesn't happen.
When you guys are running that jet sweep, how does that put stress on the defense the most when they have to worry about Cordero coming across like that?
Well, it happens very fast. It happens at the line of scrimmage, and the ball's on the edge real fast. And, it's a outstanding design play in terms of, the way people run it, and we're obviously not the only ones running it from a blocking standpoint. But, obviously you're not going to run that if you don't have guys that can, when they get their hands on the ball, can do something special. It takes a very fast runner, and, it's a bonus when you have a guy that's 220 pounds doing it because, it takes a physical – back. The receiver's going to take a physical pounding on that because he's basically playing running back.
When did you first first put that play in your playbook, or when did it kind of come to you that, hey, this could work here?
We've run it at different places, and I don't know we ever had a guy that we felt could run it. Really, I think the best look at it, Oregon State runs with Mike Riley, and I spent a lot of time talking to him. They ran it against USC three or four times when they were able to beat USC, and you see Seattle run it. I think Pete might have got it from playing against Mike Riley, but I'm not saying Oregon State originated. People have been running that play and at all levels for an awful long time.
What did you see with Miami was able to do to put up almost 200 yards on the ground on New England last week?
Well, it was like two different games, first half to second half. You know, they had 60 yards at halftime. They had struggled a little bit on offense, and I've been there in Miami, and it's a tough place to play, and that heat and the humidity and everything, it takes a toll. And in the second half, Miami used their no huddle, and they kept coming at New England pretty fast, and they got some creases, and then they started getting some cutbacks, and then, like we've all been in games, it just went downhill for New England from there. But if you watch that first half, you wouldn't have thought that was going to happen. So, I think when you're playing a good team, you have to play your best for an entire game, and then hopefully you're in a position in the fourth quarter where you can do what Miami did: stay with the run, make the play action pass, and let your offensive lineman go to work.
Think you're going to be able to take more of those intermediate and deep shots this week against New England's defense than you were against St. Louis?
We didn't go into the game really thinking that was a priority in St. Louis for two reasons: the rush, and we were counting, again, we weren't counting on getting a 68-yard run, but we're counting on getting some plays. Those jet sweeps, they don't count as passing yards, but when you start getting 20-yard runs, 60-yard runs, they do take the place of some of the things you might do in a passing game. We need to be able to use our entire offense, and we have been good throwing the ball intermediate, throwing the ball deep, and as we go through, we just have to be able to do that, or we'll have everyone at the line of scrimmage. So hopefully the opportunity presents itself, and we can execute it. All right.
Thank you.